take it for granted that there's always someone right.
Hi, this is Ian Axel, and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Stand tall. I know the weight of the world won't bring me down. Stand tall.
Hello. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. My name is Haley. I am subbing for Savar. So if you're listening for him, I apologize. We have a very special show for you on this Saturday evening. I'd like to welcome my guest, first of all.
I'm Alex. Hello.
I'm Cassidy.
And this is what is hopefully the first installment of a semi-regular guest show that we are going to call
Creature Corner.
We'll get better at that. Cassidy, can you please go into a little bit where this theme came from?
Yeah, so the three of us love creatures. We're known creature fanatics. And we were trying to think of our most favorite creatures. And I myself am partial to the chameleon for its variety of talents and habitat adaptions, which one of us will get into later. And I really love a song called Chameleon by an artist, which we will disclose at a later date as well. So this first installment of Creature Corner is going to be all about the wonderful chameleon.
And by about, we mean that it is going to be populated by songs called Chameleon by artists about chameleons or discussing chameleons.
Yeah.
Primarily songs called Chameleon. For example, this wonderful backtrack, Chameleon by Herbie Hancock. It's a good one. I like it.
It's good.
Yeah. It's kind of funky. Yeah, it's got a good beat. So throughout our show, we'll have some fun facts from our content chameleon.
Okay.
Alex. Alex, can you start us off with a really spicy fact?
A really spicy fact?
Into the microphone, please.
Let's talk about the habits of chameleons.
Okay, I love habits.
All right, most chameleons have a prehensile tail that they use to wrap around tree branches. Their hands and feet have large toes that help them cling to branches. Besides changing skin color, chameleons have another feature that no other animals have. Their eyes can move independently of each other, enabling them to look in two different directions at once. Chameleons have a full 360-degree view and can focus their eyes quickly and enlarge what they are looking at like a camera lens. Chameleons are loners. In fact, most of the time, females don't want males to even come near them. Relatable.
Same.
Are those habits or are those just... like the things about them?
It's under the habits section. I think it's
those are things that they do.
Yeah,
things they do. Okay,
it's like behavior.
I'm down. Interesting.
Yeah,
that you wrote because you're an expert.
So if you just tuned in to this show, you are listening to WMFO, Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Free Form Radio, and the Creature Corner. So we're gonna get going with some wonderful 80s chameleon tunes. If you are listening and want to call in and guess what the tune before I play it, you win
a chameleon. we can find one we know where they live now.
We'll have Alex draw you a chameleon. if you call in during this show and give us a fun fact about a chameleon song you love, or guess a chameleon song we're going to play, you will win an original piece of art by Alex Mendelsohn.
Our content creator chameleon.
Our content creator chameleon. The phone number here is 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636. Cannot wait to hear from all of you.
Amazing.
Until then, here is Culture Club.
Creature Corner.
Culture Club.
Conviction.
That was Culture Club with Karma Chameleon and Creedence Clearwater Revival with Chameleon. I was like, what could this song be called? Chameleon.
Spooky music.
So in the background here, we have a lovely song by Chameleon Music called Spooky Voices from Beyond, Part 1.
It's my favorite song.
It's Cast the Cat. Yeah, it's actually quite scary.
We're going to play it at my wedding and funeral.
I'm
going
to keep it nice and low on the volume there. If you just tuned in, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tough Street FM Radio. My name is Haley. I am subbing during this time slot. Shout out to Kevin, who called in, our usual DJ. Hope he's... You're having a great night. We're having a great night.
We are having a great night.
We are.
Shout out to John Gallagher, who's listening but cannot call in because he's locked in hell again, I think.
Shout out to John Gallagher. Thanks, John.
It's Gallagher.
I've been saying Gallagher for 2 years.
Wow. Well,
Gallagher is the American.
It's the American pronunciation.
Yeah.
I am so sorry to John. Okay.
Speaking of things we misunderstand, chameleons.
Okay, we'll talk about their skin color. It's a misconception that chameleons change the color of their skin to camouflage in their environment. They actually change in response to their emotions, such as anger or fear, or changes in light, temperature, or humidity. Also, females use their colors to accept or reject a suitor, which I sometimes wish I could do.
You're like, red, yeah. Go away, without having to say go away. It's like, you're sorry, my body just produced that reaction. I didn't say it. It's just my body said it for me. It actually would be great. It would result in some problems. But
I'm enjoying
cool.
These like feminist chameleon facts.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
right. Chameleons are like the original.
Chameleons, this is a different joke. It was chameleons threw the first brick at Stonewall.
That's, yeah, different.
They're also gay icons.
Okay. Can we say that? I feel like maybe.
I feel like we probably can. They're chameleons.
Yes, true. I would also like to be able to have my skin reflect my mood. Mm. I feel like my mood is pretty clearly reflected normally, though. Wow, Spooky Voices from Beyond just ended.
Oh, it was a brief spooky.
This song is Chameleon 3000 by Bob Baldwin. Cassie expressed earlier she was concerned if we played this on the show, people would think that it was like waiting music, something was wrong, which I think is fair.
It's some sweet, sweet elevator music.
I agree. It's some sweet elevator music. It is. I think there's a reason that all elevators have that same kind of music. Mm. It's because it's not offensive. No one can like hate it.
No one's like, ah.
Like, I got into elevators where
my husband was killed to this song.
Into the mic, people.
You can hear me.
No, but it's. Whatever.
Okay, hi.
As a veteran DJ, I know a lot about microphones.
As a certified good DJ.
As a certified bad DJ.
I know a lot about microphones.
I've gotten to a lot of elevators where they play like really loud pop music. And
yeah, that's
I actually really like pop music and in certain places, but I think that it's tough when you're just trying to like go to an interview or wherever.
Yeah, I got my haircut yesterday and they were just playing like really, really loud club music the entire time. And I was like, this is funny. And they were just like, yeah, no, this is how it is. I was like, keeping it up. Okay.
My haircut was playing the news in the background.
Cool.
So it was just talking about how there was lots of rain and it was sad and it was quiet.
What do we think a chameleon's favorite genre of music is?
Probably this one.
Yeah, probably this one. It doesn't frighten it.
Probably the genre of this
in real life, chameleons probably don't like music. So this would just be sound like the nature sounds.
We could play music for them and see if they get angry because the color of their skin
can change. We can conduct a middle school science fair experiment on chameleons to see what their favorite music is. And we get
no
an A.
Chameleons were harmed
in the making of this
playlist.
Yeah, no, PSA. No, all the chameleons are fine.
Speaking of PSAs, in our next break, we will have a PSA.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can look forward to that. Listener.
One listener, I assume.
Anonymous listener number one.
We hope you're out there.
Fun fact, this group of people called into a show a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We did not know the person who was on air. I just knew they were making a mistake, so I called in to to correct them.
To be
because
yourself.
This is who I am. It was in a helpful, supportive way, not in like a punitive way. And then he put me right on air, and then I just had to request a song and move on. But got to listen to Pony by Ginuwine.
A different creature. Next installment.
Pony.
Horse girl themed.
Horse themed, but not that's not polite.
I'm sorry. Horse themed. Pony themed.
We are an animal, a creature corner, not a hurting creature. People's feelings who like certain creatures too much.
Yes. We clearly aren't in a space to judge. So,
on that note, here comes Blue October. Quick shout out to our housemate Erica Madrian, because we were in the car yesterday and we were talking about this, and she was saying how she would love to hear this. This is a kind of like a sort of more relaxed, kind of like emotional kind of sound of a song. And she was like, I would love to have him like on stage with his guitar and be like, and this next one's called Blue Chameleon. Nope.
Oh, you fucked up. You messed up.
Yeah. this next one called Chameleon Boy. Enjoy.
It's the chameleon.
Hello. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. It is 7:28 p.m. We are almost halfway through our show, and this is a crazy part of the song.
Funkalicious.
Funkalicious, some might call it, yes, if they chose to use that word. So, Ava, we have a little special little PSA.
I'm going to read a PSA, and I'm going to read it into the microphone.
Yay!
Walking is good exercise PSA.
Pause. How is this related to chameleons?
Chameleons also walk.
Amazing. I love it.
Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can
if you're walking real fast. But yes, continue.
Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you so much. Yes, I like to walk.
You do like to walk.
Yeah.
I think you like to walk more than other people I know.
You walk very fast also.
Yeah. I do walk
You got purpose.
Fast.
You got places to go.
Yeah. Walk everywhere with purpose. You walk around the house with purpose.
Thanks.
You run around the house with purpose. Yeah. Also,
you
also good.
Kind of scamper.
Scamper. You know what scampers?
Chameleons, I imagine. I mean, we know that.
Poll to our listeners, if there is anyone, which we do not know. Kevin, at least. Hi,
I'm
Kevin. should we get a chameleon for our house?
So, some may say that that isn't the best idea because we're moving soon, because we're graduating from this university. But others may say that that's such a good
idea. A few weeks ago, we went to Petco.
To kill time before a movie.
And I almost purchased.
That was not a couple weeks ago. That was December.
That was last semester.
Some may say that's
some may
a couple
say,
weeks ago.
No one needs to know.
I also met a... what kind of was it?
Bearded
a
dragon.
Bearded dragon in November, and I fell in love with it, and I would like to own one, but I think that since they eat lots of bugs and chameleons eat birds, so we should get a chameleon instead.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or
then we can
a bird,
buy birds,
but not both.
To feed it.
No.
Chameleons eat birds. That's our chameleon fact.
Your bird could definitely eat a chameleon, though.
Probably.
Alec has a bird.
Two fun facts. Fun fact about chameleons.
Oh, they eat birds.
They eat birds and also insects.
Also insects.
Fun fact about our content chameleon. She owns a bird.
It's quite old.
It is named Skip. Chip.
Chip.
No, Skip.
I often call him Chip because I do not like him.
I called him Chip because Haley did.
And I think that because I don't like him, he shouldn't get to be called his name, which is very impolite.
He deserves love and respect.
He is 40 years
call
old.
Me, no, call him by his name.
He's in his mid-30s.
Congratulations, Timothy Chalamet, for winning the Spirit Award.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Best actor.
For best male lead.
Best male lead.
Bet you didn't think you were getting that one, Timmy.
That was mean.
To Timothy Chalamet? Is he listening?
He might be.
Okay.
There's a DJ there right now, so.
Oh my God, yeah. Shout out to Lucy. Congrats to her.
Shout out to Lucy, who won a sweepstakes to go to this award ceremony, or award show.
Yeah.
She is a DJ with WMFO. I don't think that she knows that we know who she is.
No,
that she's
but we
there.
Do. And we know that she's there. we wish her the best.
We wish her the best, Cassidy says. Not at all bitter.
Not at all bitter.
She entered three times and did not get to know.
It was for charity.
It was for charity. It's not
And
a
that's,
thing.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, that's great.
No.
Okay. Next up, we have, so we've been going in waves.
Yeah.
Our first wave was our 80s chameleon mm-hmm. wave. Our second wave was our angst. Chameleon wave?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
like a bit more into the 2000s.
The chameleons are also 80s, but they're sound.
True.
Yeah. This next wave is our indie wave.
Oh, yeah. Indie wave.
If you are a regular listener to my television radio show,
this is the Haley wave.
You will know that this is all I ever play. Not these songs, but I like both of them, though. So
yeah, they're good.
I'm maybe going to discover some great new bands from this show. Mm. So great. Wonderful. Love it. Next up is an artist called Adult Video, minus the U and the I.
But the other vowels are there.
And it's in all caps. Please enjoy.
I love millennials.
This song called Chameleon.
Chameleon.
I'm not afraid to
Very suddenly. That was Jerry Paper with Chameleon World. He's pulling no punches. So, as I said, Jerry Paper. Before that was Adult Video with Chameleon. The disc for that last song we just had is called Big Pop for Chameleon World. So, seems good. Yeah. I'm going to give a shout out for the future for Teddy, who is not able to listen because he is currently running for president of Lithuania in his committee. And he just...
I love college.
He just rigged the election, so hopefully he wins.
What?
Teddy. Good luck, Teddy.
How did you betray Lithuania? Like
I think that he, for those who do not know Teddy, which is everybody who's listening, assuming anyone's listening, he is a member of Model United Nations,
Theodore.
And he is doing a simulation of some variety... at Brown University. So
shout out to Brown.
Shout out to Brown.
We didn't get in.
I didn't get in. I didn't apply.
I did not apply.
I applied and didn't get in. It was my top choice.
Oh.
I was the... It's fine.
But if you went to Brown, you wouldn't have met us.
Yeah.
And you would never have gotten to host a radio show about chameleons.
Where would I be? Not here. And that's all that matters.
Do you have a fact for us?
Sure. There are 171 species of chameleon.
Wow.
The largest species of chameleons can grow up to over 2 feet long.
That's really big.
It is. And the smallest chameleon, which is called the leaf chameleon, grows just 0.5 inches and can sit comfortably on the head of a match.
Aw, that's a little.
How did they find the first leaf chameleon?
They're like, oh no, oh it's right, oh, it's okay. And they're like, I almost stepped on it. Like, we have it.
How do they find like bugs and stuff?
That's another question.
That's a question we all have. How do you find bugs and stuff, scientists? Where are the answers?
We need to know.
The people need to know where you find bugs.
I'd like to give a shout out to Andrew McMillan.
Is he listening?
Who is listening?
Added me on LinkedIn.
I sent him a message and then he listened. And that is what friendship is. So when you send someone someone a message, they do what they ask you to do. So what you asked them to do. This is going very well for me. Does somebody else want to talk now? Because I'm clearly having a hard time.
So last night, I asked Alex, our content chameleon, if she had to open an establishment for food and drink, say a bar or a restaurant, what would her theme be? And I barely let her answer because my answer was chameleon themed.
Was it really?
Yeah, no, I'm not. Was. This is a real story. It happened. We were just taking a walk and I was like, yeah, chameleon themed bar, restaurant. All the drinks would be color changing, which is apparently possible thanks to Instagram. I've seen those kind of drinks.
It's because of
butterfly pea powder.
Yeah, I was.
Thank you, One Drink a Day. Shout out to Australia.
Shout out to One Drink a Day.
And I feel like all the music would just be this show. You know, as we've seen, there's quite a variety of jams that have chameleon in the name. I think it's a very inclusive space, you know, a lot of different types of people, a lot of different types of like colors happening, lots of good times.
No one is hiding who they are.
Everyone's being honest. Their moods, you know, wearing their heart on their sleeve. A little bit, it's like the Rainforest Cafe, like just the littlest bit. Like there's occasional like gorilla sounds and like a storm rolls in.
I think it's more for young adults but than it is for children.
It's not for young
for
kids.
Children.
You know, because it's sort of alcohol.
It's a bar.
It's not
super.
Yeah. But like, you know, it's an inclusive space, but there is some fun
Do you only serve bugs and birds?
No.
No.
there are edible bugs and edible birds.
I know, but that's so...
Like chicken?
Like chicken and turkey?
What about vegetarians?
I don't think chameleons eat chickens.
They can get to be two feet long.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of birds are eating.
How
some
big
birds
do chickens get?
Facts. For the next creature corner.
Chicken-themed creature corner.
We only have 60 days left here, so we're going to have to really pack these guys
really pack in the creature corners. But anyway, that's my 2 cents. Call in with what you would theme your bar or restaurant.
Or text you'd like to text.
Yeah,
bonus points if it's creature themed.
Yeah, bonus points. But be honest about yourself, you know? Be honest about your interests.
We prefer honesty over...
There's a Rainforest Cafe really close to my hometown in New Jersey, and I didn't know that, and I stumbled upon it with my friends, and we screamed and went in and wanted to...
I've never been to one.
I haven't...
Really?
We should go as a graduation celebration.
Fun fact, in the fall, we all realized that a few of us had not, our friends, we had not gone to Outback. So then we all went to Outback.
And then later.
For our birthday dinner.
Some of us hadn't been to.
I turned 21 and I at Outback.
At Outback.
It was overpriced and not that good.
Not sponsored, obviously.
Also, additional fun fact. Outback keeps emailing me to try to get sponsored by WMFO, and I do not want to do that because I do not like Outback.
So take that, Outback.
This is what happens when you're in charge.
Shout out to Australia the second time.
I respect your opinion, but Outback has some really great appetizers and incredible bread.
The bread is very good.
I will defend with my life.
When the bread came out, I gasped audibly, and our waitress was very confused and concerned. Mm-hmm. Also, she was not great. What were you going to say about the other place
she
went?
She's listening. Anyway,
she
does not know who
our next show should actually just be a big debate about Outback. It's like a panel. but also, after we... realized that we had experienced the American, you know, essentialism that is Outback. Some of us also hadn't been to a Cheesecake Factory, which is an entirely different but similarly worthwhile experience. I gotta say, I was I had a good time. I had never been. I was, you know.
It was too full.
It was a little too full.
That was also for a significant celebration of somebody.
That was someone's graduation. Yeah. We went. Because we're just everyone's moms in a small town in the 90s.
I just got a shout out request to mention the Bloomin' Onion from Outback.
Oh yeah,
yes.
How did we forget?
Which we got
the Bloomin' Onion
because we went
I said apps.
We went to a state fair.
Yes.
County fair.
Yes.
We got a Bloomin' Onion. We were like, you know where else we can get a Bloomin' Onion?
We do a lot of stuff.
We can get more than one Bloomin' Onion.
We got multiple.
Shout out to the Topsfield Fair.
If you're listening, let us know.
Candy apples. I had a Bloomin' Onion maker in my house as a child because my brother, who was also a child, but older than me, was able to give... Every Christmas, he would get my family a gift. And it would always be some weird thing that no one would ever, ever think to buy. And once it was like a Miracle Thaw, which defrosts meat quickly. One time it was a punch bowl, specifically designed to have punch at parties, for New Year's, and once it was the Bloomin' Onion Maker. So, thanks, Ryan Darty, for that.
1 year device. We did something similar with my brother. Mm-hmm. We bought him only things you buy on infomercials for his Christmas gifts.
That's basically
because he was like really into infomercials that year, so we got him like a really big like fleece suit, which I still own and wear sometimes. Got him like weird things he will never use. It was a very wasteful Christmas. But the joke came across. So
cool. Yeah. I'm glad.
Cassie, will you please introduce the song that is closing our our hour?
Are we already up?
We have two more songs.
Okay, but I have to intro both of them or just the last one?
Just the last one.
I know
one.
Nothing about the second to last.
So
yeah.
Our last what we're calling it? Our last phase.
You said phase. We
Did
can't keep up
earlier?
With our own.
I didn't say
segment
phase earlier.
I don't know.
Arc.
Wave.
Episode.
Wave.
Wave.
Our next wave Reuben is like a dance moving. Wave.
Dance wave. Party wave.
And
Saturday
actually,
night wave.
The final. Exactly. Saturday night. It's Saturday night. Woohoo. Also, wait, really important shout out, real quick. Today is our very good friend Justin's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So we he's need to. Listening. He's not but listening, he's, but we need to give him a major birthday shout out. Happy birthday,
Happy
Justin.
Happy birthday, Justin.
But the last song on the playlist is what inspired this playlist.
Yes, it is. It is a wonderful song that I discovered on accident because I'm a stalker on people's Spotify accounts and playlists.
Who was listening to it?
Francesca Riccata. Shout out to Francesca Riccata. Oh, they would be listening if I told them to listen. I'm sorry, I forgot to. She got a job and was really excited, and she had a crazy fun playlist, and this song was on it, and I was immediately addicted, and every time it comes on, I like raise my hands in the air.
She does.
Because
I'm
like
has
a child.
She has a dance move.
A dance move for it. I do not know how to pronounce the artist. I think it's
Panau.
And I believe they're from New Zealand?
I can find
Question
out right
mark?
Now. Because of the internet. Sydney Buddies, Australia.
Australia.
Shout out to Outback.
Shout out to Australia. Third time's the charm with Australia. So this is all actually an Australian themed evening as well. I just assumed chameleons live there, but I don't know that. That's true. But yeah, it's a wonderful song. If you look up the music video, it is a trip. It is a lot of fun. So yeah, I would recommend it to everyone. Please enjoy.
Do you want to know where they live?
I would love to know where they live.
Chameleons live in Madagascar, Africa, Spain, Portugal,
Spain,
and Asia in rainforests, savannas, semi-deserts, and steppes.
Wow, steppes.
Steppes, that's
versatile kind of queens of the animal kingdom.
Yes, the multi-talented queens.
This morning, lions and multi-talented queens. Yeah, really, that's the original, the chameleon. John was questioning the lion's place as king of the jungle. He was like, that's just not true to just me this morning. So maybe chameleons should take a run for their,
king of the step.
The title. King of the step.
On that note, multi-talented queens.
Queen of the step.
We're going to listen to Chameleon by XYNO. Please enjoy. Was it glorious?
Wasn't it glorious? Such a jam?
It's so good. It's going to be in the background for the rest of the yes. show, which is only three more minutes.
You have to dance the whole time.
We are coming to a close. If you have just tuned in, you missed a great show. I'm sorry to you for that. But you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Haley. I'm subbing for Kevin, special guests, and we are giving some quick but very passionate shout outs to Emma and Fred in Miami. Thank you so much for listening and contributing your feelings about chameleons. Actually, that didn't happen. You contributed your feelings about Outback. But anyway, you have a shout out.
I do. Quick shout out to, I misplaced it. Quick shout out to Chameleon Breeder Podcast, which is apparently the number one podcast about chameleon breeding. an assumption.
Is it the only?
Some may say it's the only podcast about chameleon breeding.
Some may say this is the number one chameleon themed radio show.
Oh, so, you know, I think we might be, if we turn this into a pod, we would be rivaling them.
But so no, we're not talking about breeding, though.
Something to think about. Yeah, no, we could learn. Just quick shout out, they have more followers on Instagram than the three of us combined. So that means they've made it. Also, shout out to Salamanders. I'm sorry to, you know, direct this way.
I object.
But Salamanders were my childhood favorite.